The title of the message today is Highlights of Paul's Journeys.
但是不是我讲到今天。
But it's not from me.
是 Ralph 弟兄讲到。
Brother Ralph gonna give us the message.
那最近他 Ralph 跟 Linda 到这个所谓地中海的一带。
Recently, Ralph and his wife went to a Mediterranean area.
他们到过那些地方，保罗曾经到过的。
They went to the places that Paul has been there.
所以，当我们读这个所谓这个《使徒行传》的时候
，So when we read the Bible, the book of Acts.
让我们今天能够体会到这个地方是真实的。
We'll experience that the place in the book are real.
所以今天早上Ralph会跟我们分享，就是说他到的地方，保罗曾经到过的。So
Ralph gonna share with us the place that he went, as this, also Paul has been there. 早上好。
That's never quite good enough, you know.
大家再想一点，早上好。
Thank you, Pastor, for the introduction.
谢谢牧师的介绍。
Don't worry, we're not going to read all those verses.
不用担心，我们不会这里的经节一节一节的读给大家。
But if you want to check up on me when you go home, you can look at those verses and see if I did it right.
你可以回家把这些经节翻出来读一读，看看我讲的是不是对的。
Okay. The Bible tells us that Paul made four significant journeys during his life as an apostle of Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们，保罗在他作为基督耶稣的使徒的时候，有过四次非常重要的旅行。
As a matter of fact, the record of Paul's journeys accounts for most of the second half of the book of Acts.
对保罗旅行的描述，它占了使徒行传下半部分，大部分的篇幅。
In each of those journeys, the intent and the result was to evangelize those who had not heard about Jesus Christ and to encourage those who had already believed.
每一段旅途，旅行的意图和结果都是让那些没有听说过耶稣的福音的人成为信徒，也是为了鼓励那些已经信主的信徒。
There are many notable cities and places that Paul visited, and we're going to take a closer look at a few of them.
保罗出访了许多著名的城市，我们将会仔细看其中的几个。
Last April, my wife Linda and I flew to Rome, Italy, and took a cruise on the Greek islands with a stop in Ephesus, Turkey.
今年四月的时候，我和我的妻子飞去了意大利罗马，在希腊群岛上坐了游轮，其中有一站就是停在了土耳其的以弗所。On
our trip, we were able to visit several places that Paul had visited or passed close by on his journeys.
我们有幸参观了几个地方是保罗曾经拜访过或者是经过的地方。
Some of these places are nearly unchanged from Paul's time, and others have been altered greatly by the modern world.
有些地方几乎和保罗那个时代没有什么变化，而其他地方则因为现代化的一些文明而改变了很多。
This morning I will try to bring some fresh reality to Paul's travel in these places.
我今天我会试着对保罗这些地方，他对这些地方的拜访来有一些新的认识。We'll
have a look at Athens.
我们会看到是雅典。
Ephesus.
以弗所。
Rhodes.
Rhodes.
Crete.
Crete.
Crete. Crete. Okay. And Malta.
还有马耳他。
And Rome.
还有罗马。
Ah, okay. This map is very busy. It shows all four of Paul's trips.
这张地图有点复杂，因为它显示了这个保罗四次旅，所有的四次旅行。
But it's too complicated to follow, so let's use a different map.
有点复杂，所以我们用另外一个地图来看。
This map shows only the first three journeys.
这张地图只显示了保罗的前三次的旅行。
The first journey is given by the blue lines here.
第一次旅行是这个这里的蓝色的线描出的地方。
Paul and Barnabas were called by name by the Holy Spirit to leave the city of Antioch and go and take this trip.
当时保罗是被圣灵感动了之后到离开他的一个出发的地方是在安提阿的地方从这里出发。
They went into the area of Phrygia and Galatia, and it was a very interesting trip, but we didn't go to any of those places, so we're not going to talk about that trip.
这次旅行他经过了弗里吉亚和加拉泰这两个地方，但可惜我们的旅行，我和我妻子的旅行并没有经过这个地方，所以我们今天就不讲。
The red line shows the second trip of Paul and his sidekick Silas.
这个红色的就是描述了他第二次的旅程，是保罗和塞勒斯走经过的路线。
The purpose was to visit those churches that he had founded and encourage the believers that he had left behind there.
所以这次旅行的意图就是要去拜访那些教会，然后也是为了鼓励在那里的信徒。
After that, he went on his way and wanted to go to what he called Asia at that time, not China, Asia Minor, okay, this area.
然后他在这里指出箭头指出的地方是他当时是想要去那个小亚细亚地区。
But the Holy Spirit said no.
但是圣灵告诉他不要往那边走。
He then said, well, let's try to go to Bithynia.
他当时想说，哦，那好吧，那我就往北走去
Bithynia 这个地方。The Holy Spirit said no.
但圣灵也告诉他不要往那个地方去。
God has closed two doors, and the only one really remaining was to go west.
所以当时神把两扇门都关上了，但剩下的唯一一条路就是要往西走。
Sometimes God's leading is not so much by opening doors, it is by closing doors.
有时候神带领我们的方式并不是为我们打开一扇门，而是不断的关上。
Well, when they got to Troas, they couldn't go any further without getting their feet wet.
到 Troas 这个地方的时候，他们好像就没有地方可以去了。
So God gave Paul a message by sending a dream that showed him that he should go on to the area of Macedonia.
所以当时神就给了保罗一个在梦里给了他一个启示，让他往这个马其顿这个地方去。
In Philippi, he managed to get himself in jail.
当时是菲利比，他当时在菲利比的时候，保罗就被关押了起来。
That's interesting, but we're going to go on. He actually then went on to Thessalonica, where he managed to have a riot.
当时然后保罗到了塞萨尼洛基这个地方，然后那边有一个暴乱。
I didn't give her any text for this. Okay. Then he went on down the road after the riot was over to Berea.
然后他们又接下来到了布利亚这个地方。
Where he found the people very interested in studying, but he still got thrown out of town.
他当时并没有在那地方长期的停留，就离开了。
He left his traveling companions then and went to the city, the big city of Athens.
他离开了他一起同行的伙伴，然后来到了雅典。
And Athens is going to be the first place that we'll take a look at what Paul saw.
那雅典就是我们今天要讲的第一个地方。
Our trip began by boarding this big ship, the Königsdamm.
我们的旅行就是从登上这艘游轮开始的。
This morning is not about this ship, but I could spend a long time telling you about this ship.
今天早上我们不会重点讲，就不会讲到这个游轮，但是我可以花很多时间给你讲，有很多故事。
More than 2,000 passengers and about 1,000 crew.
大概有两千人左右的游客，还有一千人的是船上的工作人员。
Good food too.
食物非常的美味。
We got on this ship and left from Rome and sailed. We had a couple of ports on the way, but our first important port to talk about here then is Athens.
我们是从罗马出发，然后当中停留了几个地方，然后我们就到达了雅典。
When Paul got to Athens, he had experienced jail in Philippi, a riot in Thessalonica,and a forced departure from Berea.
当保罗到达雅典的时候，他已经经历了在腓立比被关进了监狱，在帖撒罗尼亚的暴乱，还有在伯利亚的被强行驱离。
All this because he insisted on preaching that Jesus was the Messiah from heaven and that his resurrection from death was real.
而他经历的这些都是因为他坚持传道关于耶稣就是来自天上的弥赛亚，他从死里复活都是真的。
Paul might have hoped for a better reception in Athens.
保罗也许在他有在希腊有希望得到比更加好的礼遇。
But when he arrived, he was alarmed to see that the city was full of idols.
但是当他到达的时候，他看到的满城的都是偶像。
His first impression of Athens must have been very much the same as your impression of approaching Athens would be today.
他对雅典的第一个印象，也许和今天我们看到的是一样的。
Your first impression of Athens is this hill called the Acropolis and this magnificent building on top of it called the Parthenon.
第一印象就会是一个山上面就是叫做雅典卫城的一个山，还有在山上非常巨大的一个帕台农神庙。
Even now with Athens vastly larger than when Paul was there,This still dominates the view of the city.
即使现在的雅典城比保罗那时候大了许多，但是，这个地，像雅典卫城，这个帕台农神庙，人是第一眼就能够看到的，地标建筑。
There's no elevator, so there's a big hike up the hill if you want to see the Parthenon up close.
没有电梯，所以你必须要从下面慢慢的走上去。
It is truly.A beautiful building.
这真的是一个非常美的一个建筑。
And there are a lot of people who want to see it.
有很多很多游客都想要亲眼看到它。
Fortunately, the hill is large enough that if you're willing to wander off to the side, you can be by yourself a little bit.
这个山坡确实是比较的大，所以你如果自己走的话，容易会走散。
I'd love to spend time talking about the architecture of it, but that's not the purpose of this sermon.
我可以花很多时间来讲这个建筑的，他讲这个建筑，但是今天不是我们今天讲的重点。
This is around the back side.
这是它背面的照片。
Okay, and going on around the building.
然后这个是另外一个角度。
Okay, this is probably what it looked like when Paul was there.
这张图大概就是保罗那个时候他所看到的这个神庙的样子。
When Paul was there, it was 400 years old. It was finished.
大概是400年，他当时到这个神庙有400年的那个历史。
It probably was truly magnificent.
那真的是非常的叹为观止的一个景象。
But sadly, its purpose was to hold a giant statue of the goddess Athena.
但是这个帕台农神庙它其实是为了装下这个女神雅典娜的巨大雕像而建造的。
Athena, for whom the city is named.
这也是这个城市以此命名，就雅典娜。
But the Parthenon was only the most spectacular of many temples and shrines that the Greeks of Athens built for endless numbers of different idols.
而帕台农神庙只是众多神庙当中最著名的一个，当时希腊雅典它为了数不尽的偶像建了非常多的神庙。
The Bible tells us that every day that he was there, Paul reasoned with anyone who would listen to him, Jews and Greeks and whoever else might be there.
每天保圣经告诉我们，每天保罗都会对人群讲道，只要他们愿意听，无论是犹太人还是希腊人，都是就是讲关于耶稣的死和复活。
He reasoned and argued with them about the deity and resurrection of Jesus, giving them the same message that he had given in Thessalonica.
他讲给人群讲的道，也就是关于耶稣的死和复活，同他在帖撒罗尼迦讲的是一样的信息。
Showing that the Messiah of the Old Testament, the Christ, had to suffer, and he also had to die, and he had to rise from death, and then saying, this all happened to Jesus. He is the Messiah.
他就是讲到在旧约圣经当中讲到的弥赛亚，就是基督，他必须为我们必须受害，必须从死里复活，然后这位讲到的这位基督，他就是耶稣。
Athens was the home of many philosophers, men who loved to argue about little things and never come to any conclusion.
雅典是很多哲学家的故乡，他们都喜欢为了一些小事而辩论，甚至有时候都无法达成共识。
I think that's a good definition of a philosopher.
我觉得这是对哲学家一个很好的定义。
Someone who argues about lots of things and never comes to any conclusion.
就是为了很多事去辩论，但是无法达成共识。
These philosophers met regularly on a small rocky hill near the Parthenon called the Areopagus.Or Mars Hill.
这些哲学家在一个小山坡上面会定期的聚会。这个小山坡就在这个帕台农神庙附近，叫做亚略巴谷，或者叫做战神山。
I took this picture close to the Parthenon, up on the Acropolis, looking down at Mars Hill.
这是我在帕台农神庙上拍的一张照片，去仰视这个战神山的。
Here's a little better view of it.
这就是那个战神山的样子。
There's some modern stairs over here, but hidden from your view, but going right up in here, cut into the rock, is a bunch of stair steps to get up to the top.
你会看到一些现在造的一些楼梯去爬上去，但是你在这个有一个角落上面是有非常陡峭的，是像阶梯一样的，就是当时留下来的阶梯。
Well, the philosophers had heard about this man with strange ideas, and they invited him to come to Mars Hill and tell them what his message was.
当这些哲学家听到这个有一个人，他有一个非常有就保罗，他有一个非常奇怪的观点，他们就邀请保罗来到战神山来阐述他的观点。
Just to the right of the stairway that you can't see is also a brass tablet that you can't see.
这边可以在这个阶梯上面，你会看到有一块板，看不太清楚。
There's the stairs, here's the tablet.
有看到那个阶梯，你也会看到有一块有一块板。
Okay. This tablet contains that part of of Acts 17, the Greek text of what Paul did on the mountain.
在这块板上面记载了就是使徒行传的十七章这边讲到保罗在雅典所做的一些
This is my picture, not one I took from somebody else.
这不是我的照片 我从其他地方拿来的
In case you think it's sort of a fake, okay, let me guide you through a little bit of the Greek, okay?
怕你觉得这好像是假的，所以我就放把这里的希腊文的原文放在这里。
I hope you can see that this looks like this.
你可以看到石板上的这个单词就是对应了这里旁边的这个单词。
Paulos.
Okay.
This looks like this.
然后这里有个对应。
Areopagus.
Areopagus.
That's difficult. Areopagus. Let's just leave it in the Greek, which is the same as Mars Hill. Okay?
也就是战神山的意思。
And over here, I hope you see that this is, looks like Andres Athenaeon, men of Athens.
这个第三个单词就是雅典人民的意思。
I think it's remarkable in this secular world where we're constantly taking things of the Bible and getting them out of the view of the public that this remains on that hill.
非常神奇的就是即使在现在这个时代人们很容易就是把这个圣经里面的一些东西做一些选择但是这块石板一直留到了现在。
When Paul spoke to the philosophers, he observed that they were very religious people.
当保罗和这些哲学家对话的时候，他发现这些人都非常的虔诚。
They had spent lots of money so that there were temples and shrines everywhere.
他们在各处的神庙里面都奉献了非常多的金钱。
Oh, I also want to show you how close you are to the Acropolis.The Parthenon is really hiding behind a couple of other buildings up on top of that hill.
你会看到这边这个照片就是从下面往上拍的那个帕台农神庙，其实上面还有很多建筑。
As Paul spoke to them standing on top of this hill, at that time, and even now, we can see the things that he was talking about, the other shrines to other idols.
我们现在人能看到非常非常多的神庙，他们这些神庙每个神庙都装着都里放着不一样的敬拜的供奉着不一样的偶像。
As you stand on Mars Hill, you can see this. With a good lens, it looks close, but it's really quite far away.
当你站在战神山的时候，你可以看到这个建筑，虽然看上去蛮近的，但其实还是有一定距离的。
Looking just to the left of this.We actually looking down to the ancient marketplace or agora, we see the remains of another temple that was probably not in ruins when Paul was there.
我们这个战神山上的另外一个角度望过去，还有我们看到这里也有一个是像一个神社，但是当时可能在保罗那个时候，这个地方还没有建起来。
He said.I was, as I looked around, I saw that you even had a temple addressed to the unknown God.
保罗这里说，当我甚至在游行的时候遇到了一座坛，上面写着未识之神。
He said, now I'm going to introduce you to the one true God.
然后保罗说，那我要告诉你们，谁才是真正的唯一的神。
He was very forceful in telling them that having lots of buildings,doesn't matter.
他非常直白地告诉那些哲学家说，你拥有再多的神庙其实都是枉然的。
He told them God is not worshipped with men's hands or with silver and gold.
神不是由人的手或者是金银就能够敬拜的。
And God is certainly not worshipped by objects made by human design, idols.
神也不会接受被人所设计建造的形象。
Paul directly confronted their idolatry.
他直接指出了他们是在拜偶像。
He urged them to repent.
他劝勉他们要悔改。
To turn from idolatry and worship the one true God.
不要再拜偶像了，而是要敬拜唯一的真神。
When he got to the part about the resurrection of Jesus after death on the cross, they didn't want to hear anymore.
当他讲到耶稣死在了十字架上，并且又死去后又复活，这时候这些哲学家就听不下去了。
Bible says that some mocked him and others simply dismissed him.
圣经告诉我们，有一些人就嘲笑他，其他人甚至要求他马上离开。
We'll hear about this another day, a day that will never come.
我们这里就有讲到，有这些时候就会同样的事情也会发生。
The resurrection of Jesus is important.
耶稣的死里复活是非常重要的。
The Bible tells us that if you do not believe in the resurrection, you do not really believe in Jesus.
圣经告诉我们，如果你不相信耶稣从死里复活的话，那你就不是真正的相信神。
Later, Paul wrote this to the Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多前书这里写道
He said, if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, useless. You are still in your sins.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是枉然，你们仍在罪里。
Some people like to pick and choose what they believe about God.
有些人喜欢有选择性的去相信神。
Or what they believe about Jesus.
有选择性的去相信耶稣。
Or what they believe about the Bible.
或是圣经。
Some don't like the blood.
有些人不喜欢宝血这一部分。
Some don't like the narrow way.
有些人不喜欢讲到的窄的路。
Some just can't believe that a dead body can be resurrected back to life.
有些人就是不相信一个死去的身体会重新复活。
How about you?
那你呢？
You may feel that during the time of darkness on the cross, Jesus paid the price for your sins, and since the price was paid,It does not really matter whether he came back to life or not.
你也许会觉得，当在被钉在十字架上，当时非常黑暗的时候，耶稣为你的罪已经付出了代价。既然代价已经偿还，他是有没有复活也就不重要了。
You might think that, but God says otherwise.
你也许会这样认为，但是神不是这么说的。
The philosophers on Mars Hill did not want to make a decision to believe in Jesus and especially to believe in his resurrection.
在战神山上面，那些哲学家并不想要决定相信耶稣，甚至是他的复活。
What about you?
那你呢？
If you have not already made that decision, are you ready now?
如果你还没有做决定的话，那你现在准备好了吗？
Don't put it off.
不要犹豫。
Do it now.
现在就去做。
If you don't really understand what it's all about, talk to pastor, talk to me, talk to somebody about what the resurrection and Jesus are all about.
如果你有不理解的地方，那可以找牧师或者是找我，我们可以一起来探讨，然后告诉你什么是谁是耶稣，他的复活又是什么。
It's time to get back to our ship and visit the next important stop on our cruise.
让我们回到游轮上，然后来看我们下一个重要的景点。
Every time we came back to our cabin, it was all furnished nicely, the beds were made and clean sheets, and there was always the steward had made, used the towel to make some different animal.
每次我们回到我们的房间，房间都被整理得非常的干净，然后还有这个工作人员会用毛巾折一个非常可爱的动物的形象。
Okay. Our next visit then is going to be from Athens. I had a couple stops on the way, but then we get to Ephesus. Okay.
离开雅典之后，我们又有了几一些停留，在几个地方停留，但是后来我们就到达了以弗所这个地方。
Now, we talked about the second journey, and Paul did visit Ephesus briefly on that journey, but we want to concentrate on his visit during his third journey.
保罗在第二次的旅程当中，他离开雅典之后，他也简短的拜访了以弗所这个地方，但是我们要讲到的这次是他在第三次旅行当中，在以弗所的停留。
The third journey is the green line.
第三次的旅行是这里的绿色的线。
Paul again visited the believers and encouraged them in Galatia.
在哥雷西这个地方，加拉泰这个地方，保罗在那边，在那里，有鼓励那里的信众。
And continued on to Ephesus.
然后他就到达了以弗所。
Ephesus at that time was a very, very important city.
以弗所在当时是非常重要的一个城市。
It was a seaport in Paul's day.
是很重要的一个海港在保罗的时代。
An important political and commercial center.
也是政治经济的中心。
It was also a city given over to idolatry and evil spirits and the study of magic.
但当时它也充斥着拜偶像、邪灵，还有这个魔法的学习。
It was most famous for its temple of Diana.
它其实最著名的是它的神庙，是一个叫迪安娜的神庙。
The history books record this as one of the seven wonders of the ancient world.
它被认为是古代的七大奇迹之一。
And in Paul's time, it probably looked like this.
在保罗那个时代，它大概长这个样子。
People from all over Asia Minor, Turkey today, came to Ephesus to visit this temple.
人们就从小亚细亚，也就现在的土耳其，它各地都来到这个地方来参观这个神庙。
Many took home a small replica of the huge statue of Diana, as a souvenir.
很多人都会去买一座小的戴安娜的像作为纪念品。
As a result,There was a significant industry of silversmiths who made these statues and gained their living from it.
这也导致了当时这个银器的制造业十分发达，许多人都因为制造这些雕像，来维持生计。
Paul was there for more than 2 years, and every day he taught.
每天，保罗都会传道，大概长达有两年的时间。
So many of those who visited the city.Were able to hear the truth of Jesus as opposed to the worship of Diana, which had brought them there.
所以许多当时来参观的游客都听到了耶稣的真道，这和他们当时来这个以弗所这地方的目的，也就是敬拜迪安娜，它是相不一样的。
The Bible talks about it this way. It says, "All who lived in Asia heard the word of the Lord."
当时这边是一切住在亚细亚的人，无论是犹太人还是希腊人，都听见主的道。
It's as if the word about Jesus got spread all over simply because those people who came and listened to Paul carried it back to their own towns and villages.
当时神的道被传到很多地方，也是因为当时保罗在当时给传道，给传，当时世界各个地方的人都来到以弗所，都听到了保罗的传道。
Says that Paul worked a lot of miracles.
所以神借着保罗的手行了非常非常的奇事。
As a result, people began to believe in Jesus.
这也导致了很多人因此而相信了耶稣。
When they believed in Jesus, they became followers of Jesus.
他们相信耶稣，也成为了耶稣的也开始跟随耶稣。
They gave up their evil ways.
他们放弃了他们之前的邪恶的行为。
Says that a lot of those who practiced magic, who had believed in Jesus, came and burned their books of magic.
这里有讲到当时有在行邪术的人，但自从他们信了耶稣之后，他们就把他们的这个魔法的书、邪术的书都给烧了。
Notice they didn't do it in secret.
他们注意这里，他们并没有就悄悄地烧这些书。
They wanted to show everyone that they did not want to follow the ways of idolatry and magic anymore.
他们想要在众人面前宣告说他们不再拜偶像，不再去行这些邪术。
It says the word of the Lord grew mightily.
这里讲到主的道大大兴旺。
It said it prevailed.
而且得胜。
God was bringing many to himself through the teaching of Paul.
神通过了神通过保罗的传道将许多人带到他的面前。
Lives were being changed.
许多生命也得以改变。
But some people were not happy.
但是有些人并不感到高兴。
Demetrius led the silversmiths and he was very upset about the lack of business.
当时这里的以弗所的人他们非常的愤怒，因为他们没有了就是这个生意，就是卖这个雕像的生意有受到影响。
This fellow Paul is too successful.
这也说明了这个保罗他非常当时非常的成功。
And he says that those gods that we make,Those souvenirs are no gods at all.
他们也是说这个我们做的这些雕像并不是真正的神。
He says, there's a possibility that we're going to lose money. Oh, and by the way, that our religion will be changed.
有可能会导致了说我们可能就没有这些人卖雕像这些人就可能就没有了生计活不也可能会因此而改变整个城市，改变他的信仰。
Notice that his alarm puts the money first before the religion.
这里要讲提醒到这边，他其实把钱放在了宗教之前。
Well, as a result, there was a riot, and they couldn't find Paul, but they found his friends. Okay, it was in an uproar, and they took them into the theater. Where did they take them?
当时整个城都轰动了起来，这个保罗被带到了一个戏园子里。
That's where they took them.
这就是那个戏园子。
That's what it looks like today, and I think it looked pretty much like that 2,000 years ago.
这是现在这个戏园长这个样子，也许在2000年前并没有特别大的变化。
This is the very spot.Where Paul's friends were being attacked by, verbally at least, by all the people. And I don't know whether they filled this place or not, but there were a whole lot of people in this riot that were wanting to do bad things to Paul and his friends.
当时这个戏园子就有很多的人，然后跟保罗同行的就被言语上，至少是言语上面受到了很多攻击。
Paul wanted to go and help them, but his friends restrained him and said, "You won't be able to do any good. This is not the time." As a result, Paul left town.
当时保罗想要去帮助他的那些同行的朋友，但是有人阻止了他，说，你并不能，你做不了什么事。那么最后保罗就离开了这个城市。
Well, this part is in pretty good shape. But let's pause. One of the points I think we want to carry from this is that persecution is going to happen.
这里我们要注意的一点就是迫害逼迫是会发生的。
Paul reminded Timothy later.
在提摩太后书保罗这里写道。
If you're going to live a godly life, you're going to suffer persecution.
凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的也要受到逼迫。
He would return to Ephesus later.
他会回到以弗所，之后他又回到以弗所。
But for now, he needed to leave.
但是至少在当下那个时刻，他必须要离开。
It is pretty much intact. it's in good shape. It's in good enough shape for some people to sit down and take a little rest.
这个地方还大部分还保留了原貌。
Same dress.
我的妻子今天也穿了同样的衣服。
Okay. There really isn't a lot left at Ephesus.
在以弗所也真的是没有太多的很多古迹留下来。
They have found enough columns that fit each other to put a few of them together and stand them up.
他们就找到了一些这个柱子散落在地上的柱子，然后他们又重新把它搭了起来。
There are a few spots where walls and arches are still intact.
还有一些墙，还有一些拱门，至少还保留到了现在。
Okay. And a few columns are still, I believe.Have been standing since they were built.
大概有几根柱子也是从当时一直到现在都没有倒下来过。
But you notice there's a lot of rubble around.
但是你看到地上有很多的这种石头。
This is part of a column. See, this is Ionic. If you follow the archaeology, okay, all right. There's some of the carvings are really quite intricate.There are other theaters, small ones, called an Odeon. There's two of those.
大概那里有两个戏院，这是一个那个小的戏院。
And they're in pretty good shape. This arch is in pretty good shape.
这个拱门也是保留得非常的完整。
And the carving back here is really rather intricate.
这个雕塑也是非常的清晰。
By this time, as things happen, the rains have come, and we're kind of ducking for shelter. This is the largest still standing structure that we can find in Ephesus.
这是在我们在以弗所可以看到的比较大型的建筑。
This is the library.
这其实是一个图书馆。
Some of it was still standing, and some of it has been reconstructed. They found enough of the pieces to do it.
有些是从之前就一直保留下来，有些是他们找到了一些石头，把它拼凑起来，重新拼回去。
This is one of those statues. I believe it's this one. Some of the statues really are in pretty good shape.
这是其中的一个雕像。这个雕像有些雕像它其实保存的还是非常的完整的。
If you look to the right to these two gates, then you're actually looking out into the marketplace or the ancient agora.
是右边那个拱门，你看到的其实是古代的这个市场哦，古那时候市场。
That's a pretty fancy marketplace.
它其实是非常还是一个非常有规模的一个集市。
This was probably built later because the columns are not Doric, they are Corinthian, a little later.
也许是在是在保罗比较后面一点的时代建起来的这些柱子。
Okay. Notice there's a lot of pieces that they're trying to find something to do with.
你看到他们找到了很多这种石块，他们其实是想要去把它拼起来。
This road looks like it simply ends, and that's true.
你可以看到好像这条路就到这里就结束了。
This point is the dock. It used to be a seaport. This is the dock where the ships would come in.
这其实是当时因为它是个海港嘛，所以它这里是有一个船停的那个停泊的地方。
I got a little closer view right here. You see right here, that would be the end of this little road where the dock is.
这就是这个路的尽头，就是它这里船会停靠的地方。
And because you obviously ask what this is, yes, I will show. It's a bird's nest.
你也许会问，但是这是什么东西？这真就是这个鸟巢。
There is a small river. I would call it more like a stream here.
你可以看到这其实像是一个小河，但是我告诉你，这就是一个小溪，非常的小。
The Mediterranean Sea used to come all the way in here, but over 2,000 years, the river has silted this up so that ships are not able to come to Ephesus.
之前的话是在很久以前，地中海的这个水它其实是流过以弗所这个地方，但是经过2000年之后，这个水就慢慢的干涸了。
Back to the ship. Well, not back to the ship yet. What about the Temple of Diana? I've shown you that most of Ephesus is in ruins.
我们可以回到这个戴安娜的这个神庙，大部分的当时以弗所的这种建筑都其实都已经被没有多少剩下了。
That's all that's left of the Temple of Diana today.
这个当时的戴安娜神庙其实现在其实就剩下这么一点遗址。
I have to confess, I did not take that picture because this the location is not included on the tour that you take, but I did verify from the tour guide that there is only one column standing.
这张照片不是我拍的，因为迪安娜这个神庙并不包括在我们的行程当中，但是我有向这个向导证实说，其实就现在的迪安娜神庙其实就剩了这一根柱子。
Things at Ephesus have pretty much gone away.
当年以弗所的当时的一些东西其实都没有剩下多少了。
God reminds us that things go away.
神也提醒过我们说，一切都会逝去。
Our lives, our flesh is a breath that passes away and does not come again.
我们的身体，我们的呼吸，我们的血气都会一去不复返。
Our lives are brief.
我们的生命是非常短暂的。
We must be careful what we do with our lives.
我们必须对我们的生命非常的小心。
How we allow God to use our lives.
我们应该怎样让神来运用我们的生命。
Because our life will pass away just as Ephesus has passed away.
因为我们的生命会就这样子逝去，就像是以弗所那样，很东西很几乎没有东西留下来。
But what will remain?
但是到底什么才是最后剩下的？
God says, Jesus spoke to his disciples and said, Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
这耶稣对他的门徒说过，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
All the things of my life will pass away except those that have to do with the Word of God.
我生命当中的一切都会废去，但是只有神的话不会被废去。The
only things that I can do with my life that will not pass away have to be based on the Word of God.
我所做的一切，如果不想要被废去的话，那我就要遵循神的话，遵循这本圣经。My
time is short, and I have more, but I'm going to stop here, really. But I have to get to the end of my slides, so I'll race through them anyway. Again, we get another animal. Okay, we went on to Rhodes. He stopped in Rhodes at one time. I'm sure he saw some temples there. It's a beautiful city. Go there if you can. Again, we get another animal. Okay. Then we went on to Crete. We were not supposed to go to Crete. Neither was Paul supposed to go to Crete. He was taken by winds to Crete. We were in a boat that didn't that took us where we wanted, but his boat didn't. I have words to say, but no time to talk about Paul's fourth missionary journey. But I want to get to my end. Okay.
然后我们接着我们行程的话，我们就经过了 Rhodes 这个地方，然后又到了 Creek 这个地方。那我们因为时间有限，我们就接下来讲到这里。接下来讲。
If you ever get a chance to enter the port of Malta, it is the most impressive port to sail into that I can imagine, with all of the walls around everything.
接下来我们来到了这个马耳他这个海港这个地方，看到很多像这样的城墙。Paul's
people all escaped, but no time for that. He got to Rome. When he got to Rome, he was able to minister. He probably saw some things in the forum.
这些照片都是在罗马的照片，对，是保罗之后离开马耳他之后来到了罗马。
Matter of fact, as a prisoner, he probably was there under unpleasant circumstances more than once.
在罗马他也是被囚禁了起来。
Some of it remains.
这当时的一些建筑也是留了下来。
But most of it is gone.
但大部分的都已经不见了。
While he was there, he wrote four of the 13 books of the New Testament.
在罗马的时候，保罗写了四本新约圣经的，在新约圣经当中的书。
He wrote Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and a letter to his friend Philemon while he was prisoner in Rome.
当他是在罗马囚禁的时候，他就写了那四本以弗所。
I'm going to sing the response to him, He Leadeth Me.
让我们来用这首诗歌来回应，就是天父领我。
Please, as you sing it, think of the words. Think, do these words really apply to me? Okay.
让我们来唱这首歌的时候，也来思考怎么样才能让这些歌词来进入到我们的生活，应用到我们的生命当中。